This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexual.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
On Joy
94.9. Good morning, listeners. It is the morning after Mardi Gras. I'm Ruby and I'm here with James from Triple Bypass.
Hello.
We're here for your post Mardi Gras party for all you late night revelers. All you early worms? Early birds who are getting the worm, not early worms. I'm waking up.
I can only assume that if you're listening to this, then you've been partying all night and have not yet been to bed.
Or you have a very disciplined schedule, and hats off to you.
Maybe a rower? Rowers would be up right now, wouldn't they?
I used to do that, and yes, indeed, we would be, and it would be awful. But this being said, it's nothing awful about jumping in here to be part of Joy's coverage 44 days for 40 years of the Mardi Gras presentation, both on Joy and around Australia on SBS Radio 3. It's very exciting for us to be here. We're going to be playing you some music, having chats about what our ideas with Mardi Gras, what it means to our friends and family, and some look backs at choice moments from the parade itself, as picked up by Joy's team on the ground. There are a lot of Joy people over at Mardi Gras. Obviously, James and I were still here, but my Facebook feed is very full of glitter and share right now.
Yes.
Apparently, even though we can all get married, we still don't know how to go home on time, which I think is appropriate.
Yeah. What is it, 9:30 ending time?
So, of course, the idea was that since now all of us can go and get married, we should, of course, be home in bed by 10 p.m. Yeah. So, as the lockout laws of Sydney have intended, though, we got a special exemption to those, which, of course, is reverse discrimination because it lets the gays go out and drink for longer, which was our plan the whole time. But anyway, let us know if you have gotten up, if you're on your way home from Mardi Gras this morning, if you're flying back to outside of Sydney, you can give us a buzz on 0427JOY949 and email us at onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to hear from you and find out how your evening has been, if you were out on Oxford Street dancing it up, if you're still finding glitter in places you didn't think there would be glitter, anything like that. If you've just woken up in wherever you happen to be and are just like, what's even happened? I forgot that was a thing. In that case, how did you manage to miss it? I'd be very curious to know. I'm going to play a grab now, which is about the First Nations float that was at this year's Mardi Gras launching in it. So enjoy this. Or I'll find a way for that to play later and we'll just keep talking for a bit. No, we've got some music. Next coming up is Sex on Fire, Top Hammond Twiggers Radio Edit. Enjoy. It is almost 3 minutes past seven on a Sunday morning, the 4th of March. We're in March now.
It's March.
Mardi Gras over.
Did you notice that January lasted for about 14 years and then February lasted for about 14 minutes?
Yeah, what is with February? Anyway, Sex on Fire coming up next. Stay tuned. This is Joy.
All the commotion.
This is Joy 94.9. You're listening to a very special edition of Triple Bypass, first thing on a Sunday morning after Mardi Gras. Baby steps. That was Go Bang by Pinyao, and before that we had Tina Cousins' Sex on Fire. Very appropriate. I'll be playing you a quick grab from the Mardi Gras by Joy's coverage. We are, of course, doing 4 days for 40 years Mardi Gras presentation on Joy and around Australia on SBS Radio 3.
Nation floats. This is the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras. Mm. You know, the 78ers have played a huge amount in making this happen. They fought and protested for the rights that we now have today. But there's something that I think is really fantastic about the fact that leading this year's parade is an Indigenous contingent.
Mm. Is it not true, Dean, that there's been an Indigenous representation in every Mardi Gras for the last 40 years?
The last 30. So they've been a part of the parades, but officially 30 years ago, there was a First Nations contingent invited to be a part of Mardi Gras, and they have been there ever since. And what makes their float this year really special is that the First Nations float are doing a tribute back to the very first float that they did back in... Now, I'm doing maths.
88.
1988.
88, two fat ladies. Bingo.
Thank you, Dinopedia. Couldn't have done it without you.
And I think that, yes, that in 88 they unveiled the first First Nations flag. And I understand that, and we haven't seen the vision yet, but that they're going to be unveiling
up the hill
an
now.
Indigenous flag here today.
Revolution. It's the theme of the First Nations float.
Okay.
Revolution, flying back to 1988, which was the theme of their very first float.
Well, I tell you what, I remember 1988 with Expo 88. Went to Brisbane and checked out that festival.
The big winking, was it Expo? No.
It was.
Ignore me. Was it?
2,000 years we've come so far. That was the end. Don't sing.
One of the things that's also really lovely about the Revolution float is one of the members of the Indigenous float is dressed as Captain Cook, just as he was back in 1988.
Yes, because, of course, for the bicentenary, that would have made perfect sense. So they've obviously gone to their cupboards and dragged out some of the old outfits.
So hang on, Captain Cook in 1988 was wearing leather chaps. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
Arseless chaps, in fact.
Here they are. We're getting a march better. They've got... First Nations is the banner that they're holding at the front.
I think that was the bend and snap, or it was by mistake it was the bend and snap. She managed to drop her flag.
I wish we had information. If anybody knows who is leading out the First Nations parade float, well, please do Twitter us or text us in 0427JOY949.
It may be the winner of Black Divas, I'm not sure, but we want to hear about it. She is looking absolutely fantastic. In a gorgeous sequined dress that is a representation of the Indigenous flag.
With just matching elbow gloves.
It looks absolutely beautiful.
Stunning.
And the paraders have come from diverse communities all across Australia, from regional, rural and metropolitan areas as well. And they've all come together and, gee, she's strutting it.
Loving
she's
that kick-ass attitude.
She's
That's
fierce.
Amazing. She's so fierce.
Fierce. That was an audio grab from Joy's On The Ground team at last night's Mardi Gras, looking at the First Nations float, which kick-started the parade, and we're celebrating the long-standing tradition of our First Nations people marching at Mardi Gras. Now, they also threw out to the 78ers back there. We've been doing a bit of research about that, and so I found this out recently. So the 78ers, when they are at the first Mardi Gras, had been given permission to march, but that permission was revoked, which was promptly ignored.
Part of the problem was, they got permission for a small gathering, and the small gathering kind of turned into 2,000 people.
Where did all these queers come from?
Yeah, and but if you ever sort of think, there's a march on or there's some sort of event, you know, how much difference can we really make? Well, just think about the 78ers. They were arrested. A lot of people were arrested. Over 50 people were arrested just for publicly marching, because at the time homosexuality was illegal in New South Wales.
In most states. In the 78ers, including Victoria, I think, at that point.
But if you ever think, you know, you can't make a difference, a year later, the laws under which they were arrested had all been repealed.
And, you know, 40 years later, we got to dance with Cher. Not personally,
And two blokes got married.
Two blokes got married at Mardi Gras for the first time this year. And I think this is our first Mardi Gras since yes, and that is something indeed to celebrate. So stay tuned and celebrate with us here on Joy 94.9. It is a Triple Bypass team bringing you in on a Sunday morning. Now we're going to be going off to some more music. Stay tuned for some Kylie Minogue. You're listening to Joy.
I can't even know. Really?
What?
On Joy?
On Joy, Kylie? It is Sunday morning. You're listening to Ruby and James from Triple Bypass. We've moved from Tuesday nights. No, we haven't. We're still on Tuesday nights. Thank goodness. I could not do Sunday mornings on a regular basis. But this is, of course, a very special occasion. You're listening to the 4 Days for 40 Years Mardi Gras presentation on Joy and around Australia on SBS Radio 3. We've got a quick grab to play you from our team that was down on the floor in the parade last night. This is about asexual inclusion.
We did get an email that had come in from Summer Jones and it says, can you please give asexuals some much-needed representation? And you know what? We're including everybody.
There is actually some asexual flags coming up in the Pride later on. There is some groups that have specifically added the asexual flag into their float because they wanted to make sure it was standing there with Pride.
Good point, Dean, because we're halfway through and the asexuals are a little bit later on.
I reckon someone could be pointing out the acronyms we're starting to abbreviate and using. So we will remember to use LGBTIQA+.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because we can't rely on what we're given from the organisations and they are particular about which acronyms they use. So, yes, but great point.
There's a lot of organisations that just use LGBT so we don't know.
Absolutely. But we need to raise that awareness and that's what we're doing here tonight.
And, you know, let's put the call out for an asexual float next year. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I would be all for an asexual float. I reckon they'd be banging. Not literally, but, you know, real good.
Yeah, asexual float. I've marched on a bisexual float at Mardi Gras.
At the Sydney Mardi Gras?
Yeah, the Sydney Mardi Gras. We recorded a song. I did vocals. We wrote a song for Mardi Gras and we recorded it. A friend of mine wrote it and I did the vocals. And then we listened to it about 40,000 times while we marched and I got pretty sick of the sound of my own voice.
I was going to say, so we've had James sing live on our little program, which, of course, if you ever want to check out our podcasts, are available at joy.org.au/triple bypass, where you put the B on LGBTQIA+. As Dean Akuri was just saying there, we are looking at the whole acronym as much as we can, but we understand the importance of representation. Now, there were a few bi flags as well, particularly hanging off the back of a Holden, the Mardi Gras Holden fleet for the Ruby anniversary. Look, rainbows dominate the day. But that's, and, you know, because they are the most naturally occurring of the flag colours.
Yeah.
And they take us over. We're going to be jumping up to some more music coming up pretty soon. We have Portugal the Man. So stay tuned for a bit more Joy 94.9's best music mix. Or if you're tuning in from SBS, good morning to you. Hope your day is going off all right and the hangover isn't too bad. We'll be right back after this break.
Kickstarter. I've been feeling it since 1966 now.
And that was Portugal the Man, Feel It Still. You're on Joy 94.9 or SBS on Around Australia. This is James and Ruby from Triple Bypass on Tuesday nights on Joy. And
bringing you down from your Mardi Gras festivities, or bringing you up if you're out on the road and driving as your day begins. Either way, the sun is up. We're here to get you up to.
And speaking of that song about being a rebel since 1966, or 1978 in this particular case, there were people marching at Mardi Gras with Livid Sydney who dressed as punks because they wanted to say, look, this is still an act of rebellion, what we're doing. We're still...
And who's so who are Livid Sydney?
I don't know. I do know that they dressed as punks.
If I know that, I wouldn't have asked. But they dressed as punks. I'm a big fan of that.
And they painted on their bodies still angry, which is just a nice way of just saying, we've still got work to do. And Bruno Panetti, who was one of the people marching with Livid, said that there's still trans misogyny, still transphobia, still bi discrimination. There's still more to be done. And the best thing we can do is be more inclusive. And Bruno, thank you so much for saying that.
That's amen. Awesome. Amen. We are the hosts of the B's and the LGBTIQA plus community that we have going on here at Joy. And we are all about inclusivity. And as we march towards that more and more for the 40th anniversary of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, I'm playing another quick grab from our team that was on the ground last night. This one was about the Holden Fleet.
Is the Holden contingent? They have ambassadors standing on the back of Holden Utes, which are filled with rainbow, and we're keeping a sharp eye out because our crew from Not My Cup of Tea are on the back of one of those Utes. They're a great group of kids here from Sydney.
I'll be honest, I don't think I've seen people that happy to be in cars ever.
But look at the cars, though. They're beautiful. Look at this rainbow flag down the front. I love it.
A rainbow stripe painted on. I wouldn't mind getting one.
Rainbow GT is where it's at.
Are they selling them? Can I go down to Holden tomorrow and buy one of those?
Well, I think they're mixing it up a little bit because I thought they were going to recycle the cars from last year. But I tell you what, the cars are different. There's a rainbow flag right down the middle of these red Holden cars. We are also seeing a very different selection of celebrities working as ambassadors to promote exactly what Holden is, and that is that it's an amazing opportunity for people to get involved with the LGBTI community.
I think you'll find that last year's Holdens were withdrawn from the airbag because of the airbag issue.
Well, our very own is being dancing right up the way with some choreography.
Oh my God. All right, everyone take a shot whenever Ben gets it wrong with water or whatever you're having. And there is our very own Not My Cup of Tea crew. Is that the bisexual flag that's being held up? And yes, it is, which is great. I love seeing more than a rainbow here. And there's Mitchell Coombs waving his flag as well. Oh God, I think he's over one. Oh, he's seen us. He's waving at us.
Mitchell.
Hello, Mitch. And I do love seeing the bisexual flag waved. It's important to remember that we are representing every single part of our rainbow.
Absolutely.
Bless you, Dina Keery. That's right. So Not My Cup of Tea is one of Joy's spectacular programs that actually is broadcast and sent over here from Sydney. So that's some local flavour. Now, the Holden Fleet, there were a few vehicles out there, including some aircraft. Qantas had spent 5 months designing and then 2 months building. They're quite spectacular float. I quite enjoyed seeing the very quintessential Qantas air hostess dresses in sequins on some very voluptuous drag queens.
Lots of sparkle. They should just make that the uniform on the actual flights.
Look, I really think so. I personally just don't understand why we can't have sequined uniforms for most things.
How much more fun would it be to have, like, snarky drag queens doing the... Like, your exits are here, and here.
I want to wear the... I would like that job a lot more if I could wear sequins while I was on it. I think the flights over to Mardi Gras would be a lot more fun too. See, that might even just be something you would work out at Mardi Gras. Now, so Mardi Gras is, of course, known for the, in Australia at least, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is known for the sequins, for the glitter. I actually think it must be the one day of the year where glitter salespeople just start rubbing their hands and looking forward to it. But apparently, the LGBTIQA plus community's favourite politicians, Mr. Corey Bernardi, has suggested that the Christians try and reclaim Mardi Gras, to which I say you can pry it from our cold, queer little hands.
They want to have their own one. And a few people have pointed out to Corey, it's like, well, Mardi Gras it's actually Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday. It translates from the French as Fat Tuesday. It's the day before Ash Wednesday, which was like a month ago, Corey, so you're a little behind the times.
What else is new? If you're enjoying the broadcast, if you're coming home from Mardi Gras this morning, if you're on your way to the airport, on your way to or from the airport, if you're driving off somewhere else for a to get back from somewhere gorgeous you have been to enjoy the quite sunny weekend we've been having, message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. This is, of course, Ruby and James from the Triple Bypass team. We have will be, of course, available again on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. with Mama Bear, from who is, of course, from the family program here at Joy. But for now, we are here to help ease you down from one of the biggest weekends in the LGBTIQ calendar.
Some other people who are having a big weekend, Takashi Okada and Koichi Ogihara, they got married in Sydney on Friday, so they're pretty much the first day of their honeymoon. It was Mardi Gras.
That's what a honeymoon, eh?
So, yeah, you get married among the first couples to get married in Australia, and then you have Mardi Gras as your honeymoon.
It's not bad. And that is the thing, isn't it? Because this is, of course, the first time that we've had a Mardi Gras since the Yes campaign, so we are being able to get married, and yet we somehow still haven't seemed to got the message, and we're still not going home to our spouses and living dutifully as we should. We'll queerify weddings yet.
Speaking of that, I did love the quote from one of the 78ers, Deanne Menes, one of the 78ers who rode on top of a bus at the front of the march, said that it was a good night, and later on the bus will take us home to Central so we can get home at a reasonable hour. Not many of us are into partying these days. So, okay, Deanne, you've done your work, you've done your part, you have your fun, and then have a nice cup of tea and put your feet up.
What a change 40 years has seen. This is, of course, we are doing 40... this is the end of our 4 days for 40 years of Mardi Gras presentation on Joy and Around Australia on SBS Radio 3. And it is a bit hard to believe that 40 years ago, the original 78ers were chased off from the first ever Mardi Gras parade, and within a year had managed to get the New South Wales laws to allow them to march again.
And it's just incredible how much stuff has changed. I mean, Sydney Morning Herald, who we sort of think of as a reasonably sort of progressive or centrist paper, they've published in full the names of everybody who was arrested, and a lot of people lost their jobs or got kicked out by their families, and now
look where we are now.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And so I think, you know, we've got marriage equality, that we've, of course, there are some things we still need to take care of, but it's days like this where it's important to celebrate our LGBTIQI family and acknowledge how far we've all come, acknowledge who's gotten us there, and then have a real good time doing so.
Because it can be tricky, because we sort of look at it sometimes and go, oh, there's still so much to do, and we don't really have absolute equality yet. But when you look at how far we've come in such a short time, you know.
Yeah, well, the last 20 years has been the fastest acceleration of civil rights for any minority or marginalised group in the world, in history. So, and I think that's something that, you know, we can say has come a lot from a few different reasons. Mostly we are a very constant minority. We exist everywhere.
Yeah. And also just... because people like the 78ers who stood up and risked everything, risked so much just to stand up and, you know, speak out and be seen. And it's still an incredibly powerful act.
I do wonder what it would be like to imagine to have gone to, you know, the first ever Mardi Gras, and then 40 years later to go what's going on now, where you have these companies, you know, coming out with, like, you know, who are putting a lot of effort into supporting the people who work there, when you've got all these different groups putting out, when you've got punks who can still say, still angry and talk about the micro things, as opposed to, let's change the laws. I think New South Wales has got a bit of a work to do in their discrimination laws, because they were one of the first states to actually bring some in. Which usually means, it's a bit, you know, it's the first to do so, but that needs a bit of an update.
Which means they were early in people's understanding of what those laws would mean, and therefore the wording was, yeah, could have been better, because we learned more by the time other states passed it.
It's all about learning more as we go, guys. We've got some more music coming up, of course, so stay tuned. We've got, first we'll be Heart to Break with Kim Petras, but this is Joy, you're listening on, sorry, Joy 94.9. This is a Triple Bypass special to bring you down from your Mardi Gras celebrations or from whatever else you're doing on a Sunday morning.
To wake you up.
We'll wake you up indeed. Stay tuned. This is Joy.
Anytime that you like, gonna give you my heart to break. Angel eyes, tell me lies, gonna give you my heart to break. I'm powerless, I feel my body saying yes, with my self-control, and when you touch me, I'm a fool, this game I know I'm gonna lose.
Listening to Joy, and this is the 4 days for 40 years of Mardi Gras presentation on Joy and Around Australia on SBS Radio 3. I'm Ruby and I'm here with James from Triple Bypass. That was Wasted by Peking Duck. Before that, we had Touching a Stranger by Wild Boys and Paulini. And before that, Hard to Break. So Wasted, Touching a Stranger, then Hard to Break. Sounds like it could have been a Mardi Gras night. We're not sure. Wasn't ours. We were here in Melbourne watching the parades. I'm going to be playing another quick grab from our Joy team that were down on the ground last night. This is from the parents and families of allies group PFLAG. Enjoy. This is Joy.
One of the great folks, PFLAG New South Wales. We love and advocate for our gay children. The PFLAG motto is keeping families together, which perfectly describes the work that they do to provide accurate information to families, helping them to accept their LGBTIQA loved one or child and creating further advocates in the process. What a fantastic bunch. I just love the PFLAGers.
It's the 28th year marching.
No, it's incredible stuff.
And sometimes what you need just to say we support the community but we're not actually gay is a massive white square box T-shirt.
Now, they have a youth that's happening to drive some of their members, and that ute last year was driven by Jeff, an over 3,000 kilometre journey across three states through 20 towns and cities from Sydney to Melbourne to promote PFLAG and equality during the marriage campaign. A part of the PFLAG contingent is Molly, who was PFLAG's first Mardi Gras person in 1991. She's sitting on the back of the ute because it's a bit hard to walk up and down, but it's absolutely fantastic to see parents and friends of our community standing up with pride for us and families.
And they're also joined by PFLAG Capital Region, another PFLAG chapter. Fantastic. Just to see so many interesting and exciting people walking along the street.
You know what I love? They're all coming together. It's great.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
You're listening to Joy on 94.9 or possibly through SBS Radio 3. This is our 4 days for 40 years Mardi Gras presentation, and this is Triple Bypass. We have migrated from Tuesday evening just for this special Mardi Gras morning presentation.
But we'll be back on
on 9 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Chatting about the buy stuff.
About the buys. Always putting the B in LGBTI. Of course, we have been talking about the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras that was on last night, and we've been playing a few grabs from the floats that have been going on. We had, of course, Joy had multiple people down on the ground, including some on the parade. Not My Cup of Tea was managed to hitch a ride with a Holden fleet and flew a bi flag. Of course, you can check, if you're just listening in now, this show will be up as a podcast later, as will all of our fantastic Joy content. Stay tuned for some Demi Lovato and Louis Fonsi. This is why I get James to do the names with accents, because I'm terrible. But this is Joy.
Hey, Fonsi.
Oh, no. ¿Qué pasa de mí? Hey, yeah. Ay, you tell me that you love me. You tell me that you need me. You knew it from the start, and I'm my only one. And still you wouldn't leave me.
Oh, no need to say you're sorry. You know you gotta leave me. Now you gotta know that nothing good don't come if you're with me.
Not on you, not on you, not on you, my love.
My love.
Better if we let it be. Not on you, not on you, not on you, my love.
My love.
Baby, put the blame on me. Not on you, not on you, not on you, my love.
My love.
I only wanna set you free. Not on you, not on you, not on you, my love.
My love.
So baby, put the blame on me.
Okay, I don't really, really wanna fight anymore.
you're feeling. All get down with the DJ Happy Days. Don't stop it, close your eyes, and I promise I'll be watching. Try to guess which part I'm touching. Now is your imagination rocking. Feel the breeze and my breath, you're sucking. Please tell me what you need. I'll bring it up to speed.
Was Goodbye by Sneaky Sound System, and before that we had Not On You by Louis Fonsi and Demi Lovato. This is Joy 94.9 or SBS Radio 3, and I'm Ruby.
And I'm James.
And this is the Triple Bypass Mardi Gras Recovery Party Show. We're basically here to help ease you back into your Sunday's work, wake you up, pep you up, do all those fun little things. And of course, this is the drawing to a close. We'll be having more of the Joy Mardi Gras coverage coming up after our show at 9. And we're just going to play another quick grab. We, of course, Joy had members all over the parade last night. And this is one about a float that was a bit of a rogue float that jumped in just before the Liberals, because, of course, the Liberals were at Mardi Gras.
I think this is an unscheduled stop.
This is an unscheduled stop that's going on. We've got Turn Back the Floats, Justice for Refugees.
And they seem to have popped into the parade.
They're not on our list, but it's an important message that we need to remember.
We've got a message. We've got a little bit of curry. Got a just a little foot tap there, but good on them.
Alrighty, guys, we are going to cross down to the street team and find out what's going on. What's going on, guys?
Well, guys, we're here to give you the lowdown on what we thought was a protest, but now they've whipped out the choreography, so maybe they're not at all. Maybe they're just some good time guys. It is Turn Back the Float, Justice for Refugees, so a very worthy cause. A very worthy cause. They're handing out some bread, some pink flyers right here. I've just got one in my hand.
Thank you very much.
All the information that they've got there. Dave the Apprentice has got it to me. He said it's from the Department of Homo Affairs decree that the Liberal Party float an illegal arrival. Okay, so they're protesting against the Liberal float, which is coming up the... Yes, excuse the pun, behind them.
Well, that is something that everyone has wanted, so it's been commented a lot. Now, we do have the Liberals coming up the rear behind that group. They're the Liberals.
It just never ends. They make that. See what they did there?
Yeah. I kind of love somewhere deep inside that there was a bit of performance protest happening in front of that.
Yeah.
I did love that. But this is the Liberal Party and the Young Liberal Movement members. They're supporters of the LGBTIQ community, with a number of federal and state members of parliament and local government councillors here tonight.
I've got to say, we're up to Float 95, and this is the first real full-on glitter that we've had.
Yeah.
A little bit disappointing, but I'll accept it.
A little bit disappointing, but we'll accept it.
But speaking of serious messages. There was actually a beautiful moment in the parade last night where people were commemorating HIV. Like, we still have a lot of our amazing 78ers with us, but we have lost a few, some of them, to HIV, which may not be the public health menace that it was 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, but it's still something that we need to be careful of.
That's the reason Joy's here.
Exactly.
This radio station was, of course, originally set up about 20 years ago to help broadcast health information to the gay and lesbian community.
It was a very beautiful moment, though. It was a lot of people. It was like 60 or 70 people with beautiful, like, red butterflies floating above their heads, marching in formation with the butterflies flying. And then they all just stopped and had this silent moment. It was really quite sort of tear to the eye kind of moment. It was beautiful.
I think it was, like, it's interesting because I think any big celebration like this for our community, there's always those moments you're just like, that's amazing, I love it, look at the glitter, look at the crazy, like, choreography, incredible. Then there's moments where you're just like, that do remind us in all the best possible ways that our community has been built on the solidarity, and that's come from a place of having to do a lot of fighting. And I think it's moments like this where we get to do, let our hair down, so to speak, and enjoy ourselves, usually covered in absolute glitter. I think one of our friends from Joy Clayton, who does the Geeks Out show, had posted on Facebook that, you know, every other day of the year, no, get glitter away from me. Mardi Gras, I will cover my entire body in this substance. And that about sums it up, I think.
Yeah. I went to Mardi Gras. My one big time, I was talking about it earlier, that I went to Mardi Gras and we recorded a song and did some choreographed dance
moves. For the bi float?
The bisexual float. It was, I'm not really a synchronized dancer. That's not really my thing. But I'd never been to Mardi Gras before. I didn't know what to do. So I was like, I don't know how to dress up or anything. So I made the very foolish decision of saying to two teenage girls, you can do my makeup and hair for me.
When you say foolish decision, do you mean the smartest decision you could have possibly made in your whole
Sorry,
life?
Sorry, I misspoke. I meant to say fabulous.
That's exactly right. You did miss it.
So I did Mardi Gras with my hair with about half a ton of gel in it, spiked into three big sort of punk spikes with eyeliner and all sorts of stuff. I'd never worn makeup before, but I got an entire lifetime's worth.
But did you have to do the fake eyelashes? That's when you've gone really
hardcore. No, I didn't do the eyelashes. I had a lot of eyeliner, though, and so much gel. Oh, my God, it was a lot of gel.
And now another subject that's become a bit, is become increasingly popular here at Joy is the AFL. No, in no small part due to the AFL Women's League becoming an actual thing. Now, of course, the Sydney Swans had their own float during the Mardi Gras parade. We'll cross to Joy's coverage of that right now.
Next is the Sydney Swans.
I'm not converting to the Swans.
And that's,
Forget about it.
As an AFL football lover myself, their theme is everyone is welcome at the footy. Look, who would have thought even 5 years ago that we'd have AFL representation marching in the Mardi Gras? I think it's amazing.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Because that's not the Sydney Swans outfit, is it?
Yeah, they've got Swans player Jordan Foote, Jake Brown, former Swans player Mike Pine. They've got plenty of Swans staff and corporate partners marching. And they also have a game tonight against the Lions, so most of the players are actually there.
And we're crossing back to the street team. Guys, who have you got for us?
Guys, we're here with Swans supporter. What's your name, mate?
Paul.
Paul, and you're parading with the Swans.
Swans and the Rainbow Swans, which is the LGBTQI supporter group for the Swans.
Excellent. Are you a part of that?
Yes, I am.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, it basically means that our club supports the LGBTIQ community, and we play a part in that club as well, and they've done an amazing job with the flow. It's been fantastic.
And how much are you fanging for an AFL player to come out of the closet, mate?
Well, I'm sure it will happen one day, maybe, but we've got the support we need, and when they're ready, we'll be there to help them.
Good luck to you, mate. Happy Mardi Gras.
There are, of course, AFL players that are out. All the women.
Pretty much.
We'll be stay tuned, guys. It's Triple Bypass's Mardi Gras Morning Recovery Show. You're listening to Joy 94.9 or SBS Radio 3. This is Ruby and James from Triple Bypass here to help you calm down and perk you up after your big Mardi Gras evening, whether you're watching it at home or out on the streets in Sydney. This is Joy 94.9 or SBS Radio 3. You're listening to 4 Days for 40 Years Mardi Gras presentation on Joy.
I feel a little bit silly. I just learned me a thing. I didn't realise...
That's not a silly. That's the best thing. So that's the opposite of silly.
I sort of feel a bit silly that I didn't know it already. The original 1978 event, it was held... It wasn't held sort of at the time we now hold Mardi Gras. It was held on the 24th of June at 10 p.m. And it's like... It's a good thing they moved the date, really.
A bit chilly.
You don't want to wear those little skimpy, glittery outfits.
They would have warmed up running from the cops.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they were wearing outfits like that at the time. They were wearing practical shoes.
I think so, absolutely. But that being said, I think I guess after our Pride March this year in 39 degree heat, I was like, couldn't be that bad. That sounds a bit refreshing, actually, a bit brisk after marching in there.
A little chilly. He's like, oh, look at the lovely texture on that costume. Oh, no, it's just goosebumps.
See, I don't want to be on the record for saying this. I say on live radio. But I think Sydney had the right idea with doing their march in the evenings. Don't hold it against me, Sydney.
Oh, no, just because we hold ours in January, and the one this year was 37 degrees. And
39.
Oh, that's right. It was 37 a couple of years ago.
That's right, James. You brought Super Dupers along with your partner, and that saved everything. That's right. The buys had Super Dupers, and we made us very popular.
We brought 92 icy poles, and all of them got handed out. It was that kind of day.
It was that kind of day. And I think it was, so we did not have quite a day like that, though. I think it was a beautiful night over in Sydney for the 40th Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade.
Because it was not the middle of June.
That's right. Now we're going to be playing one of the floats that was for the Trans Youth Organisation up there. So listen to this.
Trans Youth Alliance, being trans and proud. Now, this is full of nearly 80 teenagers who are all trans teenagers with their friends because they want to have some allies. Why would you want to party alone? What I really love the most about this float is there's also one 10-year-old trans child whose mother really wanted them to be a part of a float where they could see trans people standing with pride, and that just makes my heart sing.
I love nothing more than being able to see different ages when we're talking about the queer community, because it just goes to show that acceptance is being led by their parents in such a brilliant way.
It's not just about the parents, though. What's great about the New South Wales Trans Youth Alliance is it's actually about the kids. They make the decisions for themselves. Trans kids deciding their future for a trans community that they want.
They're cute and all, but they're going to have to work on the curry if they're going to be in the big end of the float, don't you think?
No. They're children.
They're allowed to just walk and wave. It's all good.
But that was a part of our very fantastic on-the-ground joy team. There'll be more of that coming up when we hit 9 o'clock and James and I go back to bed because we are not morning buys. We're the afternoon and evening kind of buys.
We like the evening. We party at night.
Look, we say we don't like to choose, but I choose the evening.
I choose to stay in bed at 7 o'clock on a Sunday. Normally.
Of course, no matter what.
But this is what we do for you. This is how much we love you.
It is true. And this, of course, it is a special thing. This is, of course, our first Mardi Gras since the win for the Yes campaign last year, which was a huge moment for the LGBTQIA+ community.
And there were two blokes getting married on a giant wedding cake in Taylor Square.
That's right, there was. And it was beautiful. Now, we also mentioned before that there was a slight impromptu float, rogue with choreography that were there to protest the Liberal Party. And they were called Turn Back the Floats, claiming that the Liberal Party's float was an illegal entrance, which I thought was, you know, a little clever. We also had a float there, of course, for, we don't want to be accused of any kind of political bias. So here's a quick coverage of the Rainbow Labour float for New South Wales.
And now things get a little bit political. Rainbow Labour. Labour is making its way through. Their float has a great mix of PMs, party officials and older and younger members from around New South Wales,
Australia.
Bill Shorten
on our screens with his lovely wife.
There he is.
Bill Shorten, you know, he has come along and supported this, you know, for many years. So it's great to be able to see him come along and support it on our 40th celebration.
Absolutely.
You know what I've always said? Mama's little baby loves Shorten.
Now I want some shortbread. Because their theme is heroes for equality and everyone's dressed up as superheroes because we all have to work together to fight inequality in Australia.
Lots of age ranges in this float. It's lovely to see. Lots and lots of happy faces, smiling. I could be grimacing from holding the banner for so long.
They'd have carpal tunnel by the end of it.
What would be your superhero name if you were going to be a superhero at Mardi Gras? James, tell me.
Probably like Captain Purple.
I like that. You do rock the purple hair pretty well. I'm trying to think. I think I'd call myself the Binary Breaker.
Nice.
I'd be like,
alliteration's always good.
I just think for superheroes particularly, because you want to have like that neat logo, you just really want it to be like, you know, the marketing has to be on point. Speaking of marketing, if you want to listen to any more of our witty banter, Triple Bypass, of course, plays at 9 p.m. Australia Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays at Joy. Once I've got the representation hour, you can always find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy or on Twitter. Of course, and with Joy as well, you can find Joy 94.9 has a Facebook page and a Twitter as well. So stay tuned for that because there's been some incredible footage coming up from Mardi Gras. We're playing some more songs. Coming up next is Lucy Neville with Ransom after these short messages.
Magnets in our bodies pull us under.
Was Ransom by Louis Neville.
Followed by Alive by Sia. Sia, who is a out and proud bisexual and from Adelaide and just a wonderful person.
We say that, of course, because this is Ruby.
And James.
From Triple Bypass, the bisexual program here on Joy 94.9. But we are coming to a close of our very special Mardi Gras morning coverage. We've been touching on some of the highlights of the evening, as covered by our Joy on the Ground team, and playing some tunes to get you up and pepped up on this Sunday morning.
Isn't it incredible, though? I mean, the estimates are that the crowd size last night was 500,000 people.
Given our country's only got like 25 million, that's a decent chunk.
And it's in a city of 4 million people. And I know a lot of people were visiting the city, but still, that's a crowd the size of 1/8 of the population of the city gathered on one street. That's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. The claustrophobic in me is freaking right out right now. But so how big was the original Mardi Gras? So back in 78?
Well, the original, which wasn't even called Mardi Gras at the time, they called it a street festival, and it was supposed to get about 500 and they got 2,000. And then, of course, things went a bit sour and 50 people got arrested and there was some nastiness that happened there. But just to show that, you know, you can't keep a good queer down, the next year there were 3,000 people. And although there was a big police presence, there were zero arrests.
That will show them.
That's how much things can change in just 12 months.
And then, you know, you've gone from 3,000 to 500,000 people.
I'm from Wagga. That's 10 Waggers. 10 Waggers on the streets of Sydney.
That's a lot of sequins. That's a lot of sequins, and that is a lot of glitter.
So much glitter.
And speaking of course, there was a bit of a theme to this year's Mardi Gras, which I'll be playing a clip from again from our theme. This is the first Mardi Gras since the Yes campaign and marriage equality finally arrived in Australia.
There is a very special thing happening now.
Right
now. It's a wedding that's going to happen here at Taylor Square.
I think they've just said their vows, actually.
It's from Brecco and Stu. Brecco was the DIY rainbow fella, and they have just been pronounced husband and husband.
So that was amazing timing because they had to do all sorts of things. And, you know, of course, we're sitting across from Taylor Square here, and they said they wanted to time it to be husband and husband at that very second, and they have done it.
And I love that their confetti is made from no campaign posters.
Oh, I know, it's such a great, just a fantastic thing to do.
They are absolutely fantastic.
What a wonderful way to you get married and to look around and see all this pride and rainbow love.
I'll tell you what, that's how you can say how many people came to your wedding. Your wedding might have been good, but hey, I had 50,000 million people come to my party.
Yeah, live radio.
That's right. So they managed to time their wedding perfectly to get married as they came down Oxford Street.
As somebody who once got married, that does take some timing because it is a little unpredictable how long it takes to do it.
Let me speak as someone who has previously currently been married. I've not, so I'll have to take your word for that one.
But yeah, what a wonderful moment.
No, I think there's definitely, that's what I've been thinking about as I've looked back on Mardi Gras, particularly in that the celebration really is to just recognise just how far our community has come and the work that has been done to get us there and how much we all can do when we do get together and spend time with each other and take care of each other and love our rainbow family.
Yeah, and those who are able, and not everyone's able, but those who are able to get out and be visible, just being seen is such a powerful thing to do. It's just Absolutely. A good thing to do, and it's good for the people who see you, especially young people who might be struggling a little, and just being seen and being proud and obviously being happy.
So a big shout out as well to the B's, the T's, the A's and the I's and the Q's who are still, you know, who do make an effort to get out and be visible at the big gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. Of course, you know, titles aren't everything and acronyms can be a little tricky for some, but we're getting there. Baby steps, guys. The B's are here to talk to you the morning after the biggest party in our community. Again, baby steps. We'll get there. But of course, if you want to hear more about what's going on at Joy, we've got a few interesting shows. So on Tuesdays, Urban Dreaming with Suri, Dan, Matt and Gal. Then you've got us, of course, with Triple Bypass at 9 to put the B's. On Wednesdays at 9, you've got the Gender Agenda. So all kinds of visibility, or do you call it visibility if it's on the radio?
Audibility.
I like that. But, you know, if you check out our Facebook page, there are photographs.
Yeah.
We have actual faces.
We have a beautiful photo wall with all with the multicolored Joy logos, and we always take a selfie with our guests.
That's right. And, of course, we're very colourful. You are listening to Joy. This is the 4 Days for 40 Years Mardi Gras presentation around Australia and on SBS Radio 3. I'm Ruby.
And I'm James.
And we have been bringing you in on this Mardi Gras morning. We are the team from Triple Bypass. We're a double bypass.
Double bypass.
Much higher chance of survival. So consider yourselves very lucky. We've been very happy to bring you in and help perk you up on this Sunday morning after the biggest party in the LGBTQIA+ community. We will be winding down now, though. Please stay tuned, guys. Don't touch that dial. Love is in the Air is coming up next.
And it's 3 minutes to 9, and we'll be going to the news very soon.
That's right. We'll have Mike with the news. But thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this. We've been playing some grabs from what's been happening on the Mardi Gras at the beat on the street. We had the Joy team down there and then some. We had a huge amount of people flew up to Sydney, over a half a million people on Oxford Street.
Half a million. That is, I have trouble just picturing that many people. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. And I think, you know, there's been one of the biggest years for celebration that we've had for a while. One of the biggest wins for our community, of course, was last
year. 40th anniversary plus marriage equality. I mean, that's exactly. An amazingly big event to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. And the Mardi Gras, of course, was led by the First Nations float, which is fantastic, and also the 78ers were there, but they did not stay out that late because, as they said themselves, they're just not really in the partying mood anymore.
Sort of at the youngest, they're sort of in their 60s, so it's, yeah.
If you want to find out more about the first Mardi Gras parade, you can, of course, watch Riot, which is the new film that is out now on SBS. Is it SBS or iView?
I think it's on ABC iView.
ABC iView. Look, those guys are both great. So we'll just go with either of those. You can just Google Riot the movie and find out. Either way, it's free and it's streamable. Now, coming up next in the we have Mike with the 9 o'clock news. So please do enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Stay tuned. Love is in the Air is coming up next. There'll be more Mardi Gras coverage as part of our final day of the four days for 40 years Mardi Gras. And just to put it out there, again, this has been, it's always fun to celebrate with your community, celebrate the wins when they come. Congratulations to the couple that got married at Mardi Gras and managed to time it so they said I do just as they turned down Oxford Street, which is pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. That's some very, very clever timing right there.
I'm Ruby and this is James. This is Triple Bypass. We'll be back on Tuesday at 9 p.m. as I use your scheduling.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality. Triple bypass.
The best of both worlds. Triple bypass.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.